play the songs we miss. And why, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. And with that mention, I would like to now welcome you all here to the second hour of our morning show today. I'd also like to remind you all that we're still coming to you from our home studios in Cornwall, Ontario, at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, also being heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM in downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada, and also heard throughout the World Wide Web with Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I would like to now remember the 104th birthday of a musical hero of mine, Mr. Orville Prophet, who was born August 31st, that's tomorrow, in 1922, in Edwards, Ontario. Known as a true pioneer of Canadian country music, I would like to remember the Canadian plowboy, Orville Prophet, with two of his classics. First will be an all-time classic called Lay My Head in Carleton County. Then we'll follow with another classic called Tennessee Sunshine. With that, I would also like to dedicate these to a dear friend of mine out there listening today, but also to my good friend up there in Chippewa, Ontario, Bob Gardner, who knew Orville quite well over the years. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on the Way Back with Johnny Show over to this great channel.
I'm going back to Carleton County. Lord knows I've been gone too long. From a pipeline in Alaska, the pumping gas in Tennessee. Now I'm bound for Carleton County, to my home and family. I'll lay my head in Carleton County, upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dream come together in the land where I was born. My true love is in Carleton County, waiting there for my return. I chased some dreams that came up empty, now I know what I must do. Now I'm bound for Carleton County, to the dream that will come true. I'll lay my head in Carleton County, upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dreams come together in the land where I was born. I'll lay my head in Carleton County, upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dreams come together in the land where I was born. That is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dream come together in the land where I was born. I lay my head in Carleton County, upon the ground that is my home, where the valley and the streams and this old cowboy's dream come together.
Before the sunrise in the morning, I'll be on a highway headed home. Home is just a little bit east of Nashville, where the Tennessee River winds along. Lord, I want to hear the roosters crow, Sourwood Mountain. I got the homesick feeling in my bones. I'll trade these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine, and you, loving you. I worked in the Texas sand of picking cotton, and I tried rodeo late last fall. I worked in a caterpillar factory in Peoria, Illinois, and traveled Canada east to Montreal. Lord, I want to hear the rooster crow, Sourwood Mountain. I got that homesick feeling in my bones. I'll trade the traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine, and you, loving you. I wonder if the folks back home will know me.
It saves on me, I've lost 30 pounds. I sure have missed my mama's country cooking and the Sunday singing with dinner on the ground. Thought I want to hear the rooster crow, saw the mountain. I got the homesick feeling in my bones. I trade these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine, Tennessee sunshine, and you loving you. Lord, I want to hear the rooster crow, Sourwood Mountain. I got the homesick feeling in my bones. I'll trade these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine, Tennessee sunshine, and you loving you.
Now, friends, keeping with the tradition of the Way Back with Johnny show, I'd like to now welcome a very beloved furry mascot and companion, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our show this morning. With this weekend being a tribute to none other than Dick Nolan, Simbush has a collection of songs about Newfoundland and recorded, of course, by the pride of the East Coast of Canada, Dick Nolan. First, we'll hear an all-time classic called Little Boats of Newfoundland. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite called So Old Yet So New, Newfoundland. And if there's enough time, we'll get two more classics on here. But first of all, it's going to be Thank God We're Surrounded by Water, and then wrap up with another all-time favorite of mine, which is the most beautiful song that, to me, Dick Nolan ever recorded, and that was a song called Last Train Headed Home. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of my listeners out there listening in here on the Way Back with Johnny show, and also thank you, Simbush, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
When the little boats go out to sea from the shores of Newfoundland, God, do me a favor and guide them with your hand. Protect them from the dangers and the beauty of the sea, 'cause the little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. My mama told me stories when I was just a little boy about the little boats of Newfoundland that sometimes made me cry. She'd tell me of the dangers and the fury of the sea that will remain until the day I die in my memory. Brave men, she said, is what they are, those who face the icy wind, knowing as they leave their sheltered coves, they may never come back again. And then as the teardrops fill my eyes, she'd hold my tiny hand and say, son, the proudest thing on earth are those little boats of Newfoundland. When the little boats go out to sea from the shores of Newfoundland, God, do me a favor and guide them with your hand. Protect them from the dangers and the fury of the sea, 'cause the little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. Yes, those little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. So old but ever new, Newfoundland.
gentle women, happy children, brawny men. Laughter, work, and danger is all we understand. It's so old but ever new, Newfoundland. In the gray Atlantic water sits old Newfoundland, like a great ship on the ocean with the good Lord in command. We're leaving now, we're pulling out, no more can we delay. We're headed for the port of success, and now we're on our way. It's so old but ever new, Newfoundland. And see the West Coast mountains with their pretty coat of green. See the pretty water, it becomes an angler's dream. Far away in the wilderness, a hunter's dream comes true as he tracks down the mighty moose, the bear, the caribou. It's so old but ever new, Newfoundland. And see the little fishing boats and the happy fishermen making their living in the freedom of an Atlantic wind. Alone on that great ocean with a seagull up above, he's just asking for a dollar for the family that he loves. It's so old but ever new, Newfoundland. Gentle women, happy children, brawny men. Laughter, work, and danger is all we understand. It's so old but ever new, Newfoundland. Yes, it's so old but ever new, Newfoundland.
I'll sing you a song about Newfoundland, dear. We haven't got money nor riches to spare, but we should be thankful for one small affair. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh the sea, the wonderful sea, long may she roam between nations and me. And everyone here should go down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The French in Quebec want a separate state, along with our own Labrador, just you wait. They're down to Belle Isle, but they can't walk the strait. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh the sea, the wonderful sea, long may she roam between nations and me. And everyone here should go down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. My mother-in-law wrote from Boston the dear. She wanted to visit for our come-home year. The Carson was full with no planes in the air. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh the sea, the wonderful sea, long may she roam between nations and me. And everyone here should go down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Some visitors tasted our Newfoundland screech, tipped up the old bottle, drank 6 ounces each. They let out a yell as they ran for the beach. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh the sea, the wonderful sea, long may she roam between nations and me. And everyone here should go down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Now Joey is God, say the liberal bunch. One day on the harbor he stepped after lunch, but he couldn't manage the Galilee stunt. Thank God we're surrounded by water.
The sea, oh the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roam between nations and me. And everyone here should go down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Now Betsy Jane Camp took her horse for a ride. Ripped up her old bloomers all down the left side. She hid them away on the beach at low tide. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roam between nations and me. And everyone here should go down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Thank God we're surrounded by water.
Well, when I die, just put me on a fast train and take me to that old Cape Breton shore. Then put me on a slow boat bound for Newfie, and let the Newfie bullet run once more. The first time that I left home on the bullet, and my mama cried because I had to go. I just love the sounds of trains and old train whistles. So when I die, let her ride just once more. It's a shame, Lord, that some things they never last. Oh, the Carson and the bullet, they now live in the past. The Carson's gone, but the bullet's still alive. So when I die, better ride just one more time. The first time that I left home on the bullet, and my mama cried because I had to go. I just love the sounds of trains and old train whistles. So when I die, let her ride just once more. Yes, when I die, let her ride just once more.
I left my home in Newfoundland many years ago, with my guitar on my shoulder to do a country show.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
I'm the singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
But yes friends, once again it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by Even Greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that mention, I'd like to highlight a tribute of sorts to Gordon Lightfoot, who to me is one of the most underappreciated, yet one of the greatest songwriters in all Canadian history. First, we'll begin with a Gordon Lightfoot classic, as recorded by none other than Anne Murray. And she recorded a song called Cotton Jenny by Gordon many years ago. But then follow with Freddie McKenna and Did She Mention My Name? We'll then follow with an all-time classic by Dick Nolan himself called That's What You Get for Loving Me, and then we'll wrap up with Gordon Lightfoot himself, of course, and a Steel Rail Blues. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you, and yes, I do hope y'all enjoy this salute to the legendary Gordon Lightfoot. Welcome in, friends.
There's a house on a hill by a worn down withered old mill, and a valley below where the river winds such thing as bad times and a soft southern flame. Old Cotton Jenny's her name, and she wakes him up when the sun goes down. And the wheel of love goes round, wheels of love go round. Love go round, love go round. Joyful sound. He ain't got a penny for Cotton Jenny to spend.
That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. I ain't the kind to hang around with any new love that I found. 'Cause moving is my stock and trade, I'm moving on. I won't think of you when I'm gone. So don't you shed a tear for me. I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've got 100 more like you, so don't be blue. I'll have 1,000 before I'm through. Now there you go, you've cried again. Yeah, there you go, you've cried again. But someday when your poor heart is on the mend, I just might pass this way again. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me.
It's so nice to meet an old friend and pass the time of day and talk about the hometown a million miles away. Is the ice still in the river? Are the old folks still the same? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the morning came, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Is the home team still on fire? Do they still win all the games? And by the way, did she mention my name? Is the landlord still a loser? Do his signs hang in the hall? Are the young girls still as pretty in the city in the fall? Does the laughter on their faces still put the sun to shame? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the talk ran high, did the look in her eyes seem far away? Is the old roof still leaking when the late snow turns to rain? And by the way, did she mention my name? Mention my name just in passing. And looking at the rain, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Won't you say hello from someone? There'll be no need to explain. And by the way, did she mention my name?
Of the Mercy Brothers, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Stay tuned.
Who lost the hope to find a better day? Who wrote the words written on the old brick wall?
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team to none other than the Way Back with Johnny show, and that, of course, is our littlest member. Gunny the Dachshund. With that mentioned, she has a collection of great novelty-style songs as recorded by Dick Nolan over the years. First, we'll begin with a classic called I Married a Newfie. We'll then follow with the Newfie Outhouse. We'll then follow with another all-time favorite, which is one of his signature novelty songs called Me and Brother Bill. And we'll wrap up this selection with none other than Gunny's weekly favorites with a piece of baloney. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you, but also thank you, Gunny, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC.
Well, the night was late, I was all alone in the city of T.O. When I stopped inside a little bar, a place I often go, I ordered up the rum and coke and was reaching for the fee, when a little hand laid a dollar down, said, "Sir, the drink's on me." Well, I turned around, saw her Colgate smile. She was too sweet to be true. Her hair was like a sunset, and her eyes were God's own blue. Her pretty clothes, her freckled nose, it was beauty wild and free. And my eyes rolled round when I heard her say, "Sir, will you marry me?" She never spoke, I know, for an hour or so, and then I heard her say, "My daddy, he's an oil man in the good old USA. He'll be so proud, you'll be his son, have a share in the Texan gold. You'll have nothing to do, only sit at home, watch the pagan whistle show." Oh, the church was darn near empty when I signed away my life. The parson sweetly smiled and said, "I pronounce you man and wife." As I walked the aisle, my face was smiles and I held on to her hand. But I almost cried when she said, "I lied, I came from Newfoundland." Well, very next day we were on our way to that island in the sea, into an unknown future, not knowing what my life would be. Well, in Port of Bast was there I asked, "How will I earn my bread?" She said, "It's fish and welfare, the way my daddy did." Well, the bus had stopped and out we got, her dad was standing there, his rubbers pulled up o'er his knees, spitting baccy in the air. It was twice as dark as Miller's cave, I was almost scared to death. He said, "It's not Toronto, boy, we've no electricity yet. Now I'm tucked away and I'm here to stay, but there's one thing that I know, I'll never more see my western home or the pig and whistle show. But if you ever come to Newfoundland, come and see me in my camp. I'll be in the bed reading comic books by the light of the kerosene lamp. I'll be in the bed reading comic books by the light of the kerosene lamp."
Just a few feet from the back porch stands a rugged wooden shack. Ah, you're heartbound when you go there, but relaxed when you get back. It'll always serve your purpose in the years that it will last. When it's 25 below, you'll want to get out fast. In the good old Newfie outhouse, when it's 25 below, your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow when you're shivering in the outhouse and it's 25 below. Now the outhouse has one window so the sun can shine in through, and you'll always leave the door ajar so you will not turn blue. The catalogs are always there to use to your desire, this house that serves you daily, not for rent and not for hire. In the good old Newfie outhouse when it's 25 below, your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow when you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. In the summer the bugs all crawl around the ceiling, walls and floor. You need a can of fly spray when you walk through the door. But summer doesn't last too long, the winter winds will blow. You'll shiver in the outhouse when it's 25 below. In the good old Newfie outhouse when it's 25 below,
Your pants are frozen at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below.
Some cold air, I'll tell you, I'll be glad to get out.
Well, I told you all a story about Aunt Martha Sheep. Well, here's another story in my memory I will keep. So pull your chairs up close, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll sing to you a ballad of me and Brother Bill. 'Twas early in the month of June beneath the summer sky. We started on our journey with a rod and reel and fly. Bill was an alcoholic, so lots of booze he took. And very soon we were fishing knee-deep in a brook. Now the birds were singing sweetly and the water running wild. The salmon, they were jumping in that good old Newfie style. Bill would cast his line out and in his pocket reach. And while he waited for a bite, would have a drink of screech. Now Bill got in a happy mood as more and more he drank, until he saw a warden up on the riverbank. His face did turn all colors and he said, "My God, I'm caught. My liquor I remembered, but the license I forgot." Now Bill, he had no money, so his fine I'd have to pay. Well, then I took it on me to see he got away. I dropped my rod and reel, started running for the shore. And when I reached the bushes, I was running all the more. Now down a winding trail with the warden in the chase, I ran about a mile and fell flat upon my face. The warden, he jumped on me and this to me did say, "You're running from the law, boy, so now you're gonna pay." His eyes, they shone like diamonds and he opened up his mouth. I reached into my pocket and my license I pulled out. "I did not break the law, sir, my record is clean. The man without a license, well, you left back in the stream. So have yourself a smoke, sir, don't matter anyhow. I do not know his name, and I'm sure he's gone by now. 'Twas there I took a vow that I would never tell the warden, he would never know it was my brother Bill." Now Bill, he's sitting home, and the salmon's in the pan. He's sitting at the table with a big drink in his hand. He's laughing and wondering if the warden got me yet. But I tell you, boys, when I get home, I break his bloody neck. Yes, I tell you, boys, when I get home, I break his bloody neck. Two Irishmen and a Newfie once went out for recreation. They carried enough provisions along to last a week's vacation. But they got lost up in the woods, the night was dark and lonely. And all their provisions ran out except one piece of bologna. Now one guy said, "You must admit there is no use in carving. There's not enough provisions left to keep us all from starving. I suggested we go to bed and tomorrow," said Maloney. "Whoever has the nicest dream eats the piece of bologna." Next morning when they all awoke, the quarter after seven, one guy said, "I had a dream, I dreamed I went to heaven. I met St. Peter at the gate, he was riding on a pony. Now I don't think you can beat that dream, so give me the piece of bologna." Well, the other said, "I had a dream and it was a double feature. I also died and went to heaven, was welcomed by St. Peter. He rushed at me, stuck out his hand, saying, 'Put it there, Maloney. Now I don't think you can beat that dream, so give me the piece of baloney.'" Ah, the Newfie said, "I must admit it's true that you were dreaming. The reason why I know it's true, I was dreaming of you all evening. I saw you two go up above and gee, but I was lonely. I thought that you would never get back, so I got up and ate the baloney. I hope this will be a lesson to you if you go out for recreation. Make sure you take along enough grub to last for the duration. Story that I told you, I hope you don't think it's phony. 'Cause there's always a smart noof around, there's always a piece of baloney. Yes, there's always one smart noof around, and there's always a piece of baloney."
Well, I know I let you down in many ways. I'm not the man I should be.
Hello, this is Neville Wells of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodluck on the Way Back with Johnny Show. Make Johnny's show a part of all your Sundays.
I'll make you happy.
And now, friends, as we send us into the third and final hour of today's program, I would like to once again mention that during the first hour of this program, our good friend Percy Kenny and I had spoken about songs that were more traditional, non-East Coast songs that Dick Nolan recorded. So let's begin with a couple of these all-time classics that he recorded in the traditional country style of ballads. First, we're going to hear an all-time classic called Skip a Rope, which is very much more up-to-date today than it was in the 60s when Glenn Douglas Tubb first wrote it. And then we'll hear another all-time classic called The Son of Hickory Holler's Tramp. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. And these truly show the non-East Coast style of music that Dick Nolan was very well known to record over the years.
Listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. And last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Well, what was that was said about her golden rule? Never mind the rule, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Stab him in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame? Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Listen to the children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope. 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 Him and Lucy Brown, they took up and ran away. Mama cried a tear, and then she promised 14 children. I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrificed her pride, the neighbors started talking. But I was much too young to understand the things they said. things that matter most of all were Mama's chicken dumplings and a goodnight kiss before we went to bed. Oh, the path was deep and wide from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I am the son of Hickory Holler's Trap. When Daddy left and destitution came upon our family, not one neighbor volunteered to lend a helping hand. So let them gossip all they want. She loved us and she raised us. The proof is standing here, a full-grown man. Last summer, Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. Each Sunday she receives a fresh bouquet of 14 roses and a card that reads, "The greatest mom on earth." Oh, the path was deep and wide from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I am the son of Hickory Holler's Tramp. Well, I am the son of Hickory Holler's Tramp.
I'm standing Nova Scotia proud for Canada. This is Anne Murray. Early in my career, I received a lot of pressure to move to the U.S., but I just couldn't do it. Canada was my safe haven, my light at the end of the tunnel, and it still is. Buy Canadian. Shop as if your country depends upon it. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
And now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to another collection of great gospel favorites as we send us into the very top of the third and final hour. First of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic by my good friend Peter Trenum and a song he wrote called "The Tide Is Breaking at My Feet." And then we'll follow with another all-time favorite, this time by none other than Clate Butt in the Scarlet Purple Robe. And we'll send us into the very top of the third and final hour with none other than, of course, Dick Nolan once again, and a classic called "Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown?" With that, I would like to say I hope y'all stick around for another hour of great classic country here on CFRC 119 FM and the Way Back with Johnny Show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Savior has for me. Since that day I stepped into the light, my faith will bring me victory. I love that man of Galilee. He's made my sins were all washed
the streets of heaven at your feet. The comforter is knocking at your door. He's calling from heaven's golden shore. Please don't turn him away. Take your soul to heaven, fly away. Your sins were all washed away by the sinless man. He'll take you to mansions in the sky. The tide, it's breaking at my feet. I see Jesus' hands outstretched for me. The time is here to receive. Has for me all the precious love my Savior has for me.
There's a story so unkind in the holy book we find, and it tells how Jesus stood alone one day, false accused and condemned, yet they found no fault with him. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the pain for me he bore. As he stood alone, forsaken on that day, and they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red. His raiment was a scarlet purple robe. Judgment hall, he was mocked and scorned by all, as the tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked men smote him with their evil hand. The man who wore the scarlet purple purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the pain for me he bore, as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red. His raiment was the scarlet purple robe. Words of truth that day were plain from the lips of Pilate came. In this man I find no reason he should die. And the multitude then cried, let him now be crucified. The man who wore the scarlet purple purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the pain for me he bore, as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red. His raiment was the scarlet purple.
purple robe. Yes, his raiment was the scarlet purple robe.
I am thinking today of that beautiful man I shall reach when the sun goes down. By the wonderful grace of my Savior I stand. Will there be any stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown when the evening sun goes down? Will I wake with the bliss in the mansion of rest? Will there be any stars in my crown? In the strength of the Lord, let me labor and pray. Let me be as a winner of souls. That the stars may be mine in the glorious days, where his praise like the sea billows roll. Will there be any stars in my crown when the evening sun goes down? Well, I'll wait with the bliss in the mansion of rest. Will there be any stars in my crown? What a day it will be when his face I behold, living gems at his feet to lay down. And I'll sweeten my bliss in that city of gold. Will there be any stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown when the evening sun goes down? Well, I'll wait with the bliss in the mansion of rest. Will there be any stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown?
Heaven's full of outlaws. Hear the guitars ring. The players and the singers, each chosen from the list.
This is Percy Kidding, musician and songwriter, and you are listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, with the Way Back Show. Don't miss it.
Join the band in the promised land to play the songs we miss.
Why, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. We're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. Also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, but also our home on the local radio station at CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. Also heard worldwide at YouTube channel Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, let's welcome y'all in here to this part of the show that we celebrate as the third and final hour of today's program. And we're going to highlight a segment called The Way Back Turnaround, where we highlight the original song, then replay a redone version of the same song. With that, let's share a classic Christmas-style song by Gentleman Jim Reese called An Old Christmas Card, which, as mentioned, is a Christmas song, but is an all-time classic by Gentleman Jim. And also, Dick Nolan recorded a beautiful version of this song back on his Christmas album. So with that, we'll play that all-time classic following Gentleman Jim's with Adewada.